Jeremiah chapter 43. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah, whom the Lord their God had sent to them, had finished speaking to all the people all the words of the Lord their God, all these words, that Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the impertinent men, spoke and said to Jeremiah, "You are speaking lies. The Lord our God did not send you to say, 'You shall not go to Egypt to take up residence there.' For Baruch the son of Neriah is inciting you against us, in order to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, for them to kill us and to deport us to Babylon. And neither Johanan the son of Kareah, nor any of the officers of the forces, nor any of the people obeyed the Lord, that they should remain in the land of Judah. And Johanan the son of Kareah and all the officers of the forces took all the remainder of Judah which had returned to live in the land of Judah from all the nations into which they had been driven, the men and the women and the children and the king's daughters and every person whom Nebuzaradan the chief guard had let remain with Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and with Jeremiah the prophet, and with Baruch the son of Neriah. And they went to the land of Egypt. For they did not obey the Lord, and they came to Tahpanhes. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tahpanhes, and said, Take some large stones in your hand, and conceal them in the mortar in the mastaba which is at the entrance to Pharaoh's house in Tahpanhes, in the sight of some Jewish men, and say to them, This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, I am about to send a spiritual force. And I will take Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I will put his throne above these stones, which I have hidden, and he will stretch his royal canopy out over them. And he will come, and he will attack the land of Egypt. He who is destined for death will go to death, and he who is destined for captivity will go into captivity, and he who is destined for the sword will go to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he will burn them and take them captive, and he will clothe himself with the spoils of the land of Egypt, as a shepherd clothes himself in his garment, and he will depart from there in peace. And he will break down the images in Beth Shemesh, which is in the land of Egypt, and he will burn the houses of the gods of Egypt with fire.